Parshat Mishpatim. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Decide with Discretion. The Parsha begins with the Eved Ivri, and the Torah in Pasuk Dalet Hey, on for a few psukim, relates something that sounds to be quite peculiar. His master gives him a Shivcha Knanit, a non-Jewish woman, and for one, as a wife, concubine, whatever we might call it. And for one purpose the master has, that through that he should have children with this Shivcha Knanit. The children will not be Jewish, not only not be Jewish, they will be Eved Knani, they will be slaves, just like their mother, and remain property of the master. The Eved Ivri works for 6 years, comes at the end of the 6 years, and this Eved Ivri, as Pasuk Hey relates, he says, I come to love my master, my wife, and my children. I don't want to go free. So the Torah relates, his master brings him unto the judges and bring him to the door, unto the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall then serve him forever. Ever is for 50 years, okay. Rabbeinu Bachaye, well, let's begin first with the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says that this Jew is called an Eved for one purpose, because he chose to be a slave. He chose to have a boss, to have a master, to have someone to control him rather than being able to control his own personal destiny. Rabbeinu Bachaye writes that it's known to everybody that the natural thing in the world that an Eved, a slave, that is possessed, is owned by a master, he finds it to be meis, to be ugly. He can't wait to get out of that position. He's despondent, he's hopeless, he's downcast. And he looks for any way to be able to become Ben Chorin. And here the Torah is relating a story that he wants to remain a slave. And he should have a master, not a master of the master in heaven. It's quite odd. Zeh davar mechudash ma'od, writes Rabbeinu Bachaye. There's also Kli Yoker, which writes more or less like Rabbeinu Bachaye. But Rabbeinu Bachaye continues and he says, the position of servitude, of avdut, conflicts with the natural responsibility of an Ever Hashem. And he writes that we look upon him in the Pasuk as he's an Eved Ivri. And he writes that the Pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, they should be slaves unto me. And here he's being estranged, alienated from the master in heaven because he has a human master that controls his destiny, controls his every day. And therefore the Torah calls him an Ivri. Ki tikna Evan Ivri. Not Evan Yisrael. And he talks about the difference between Yisrael and Ivri. Yisrael has the status of someone who lived, stood by, experienced Matan Torah. Ivri is the Jew, his yichus, as a position he held in Mitzrayim, where the Torah calls Hashem Elokei HaIvrim. So this Eved Ivri is acting as if he's a Jew prior to Matan Torah. He's a slave, not to the ultimate master, but this human master. And the Kli Yakar goes into details of explaining the entire scenario, the entire ceremony, which should give this evident desire to go free. You've been in prison for 6 years. The door, the delet, is opened. Go out. Leave bondage. It's opened. But he chooses what he hallucinates in his mind as being good. He's provided with food, drink, shelter, and a family that he has no responsibility to provide for. And he's taken to the mezuzah, to the doorpost, that is affixed to Shema Yisrael, V'yahavta et Hashem Elokecha. And what does he state? Ahavti et ishti v'et banai. I love this Shivcha Knanit. What's the message? The message is to all of us. An individual with faith in the Creator, the Master of the Universe, must realize and then actualize, bring into fruition his mandate in this world, the mandate of being a human being born B'Tzelem Elohim, in Hashem's image. And that makes you, directs to you, that you should decide with discretion, be responsible, observe Torah mitzvot, and yes, marry, support, and raise your family, where wife and children are yours, where you share a common destiny. What a life of mental stability. A life with purpose. A life with creativity. A life, yes, with accountability to yourself and to our Master in heaven.